Mr. Bisping, how are you today?
I'm very well, Joe.
Now, I know you're over in Macau, and I saw some of the pictures with you on Instagram, and I noticed that a certain Jason Perillo is with you. So I'd like to know, who's keeping who in check? Are you keeping Jason in check, or is he keeping you in check?
That's a very, very good question. Well, the problem is, it's quite the gang of reprobates that I have with me. I've got Jason Perillo. I've got Brady Fink, who you may not be familiar with, but if you was, you'd be asking about him. And I've also got fellow Ultimate Fighter 3 winner, Kendall Grove. So I'm here trying to prepare for a fight, but I'm also trying to keep them three in check and out of trouble.
That does not surprise me whatsoever. But in all seriousness, Jason Perillo and boys in your camp, it's obviously been a long camp setting up this belt versus Kung Lee in Macau. How was training camp and preparing for a guy like Kung Lee, who you know many consider very, very unpredictable the way he competes?
Yeah, listen, I'll be honest, and I know a lot of fighters always say this week is the fight, etc. But I've had the best training camp I've ever had, and I'm performing at a level that I never knew I could. I've certainly turned the corner. I've improved so much. You know, I've trained smart. I've had a chiropractor and people like that working on me 2-3 times a week. My body's nice and loose. My speed is ridiculous. I've got better power, better technique. I'm stopping guys in training. I'm knocking them out. I'm putting them down. You know, Kung Lee, unfortunately, is not going to get the job done on Saturday night. I'm telling you right now, I don't think there's a man on this planet that will be able to beat me on Saturday night. I respect Kung Lee. I know he's going to bring it. You know, I've got nothing bad to say about the guy. But unfortunately, Saturday night, he's the wrong man for the job. As you say, he's got a lot of flashy kicks and he has a lot of power. We brought in several kickboxers, you know, and none of it was bothering me at all. My reflexes are on point. I'm seeing everything. I'm reacting to everything. And listen, I'm not expecting it to be a walk in the park. You know, I'm probably going to get hit. But you don't go in the rain and not expect to get wet. But listen, Saturday night, I'm winning that fight. It's as simple as that.
I mean, you and I spoke at length before you went out there, you know, even before this fight was signed, after the fight was signed, you know, myself, Rick Lee, yourself, over at the MGM, just, you know, shooting the breeze sort of thing. And the one thing I noticed that over the years is you don't really cause trouble, but if trouble comes your way, you're not going to back down. You might raise it up a level. And I'm looking at some of the stuff that Kung Lee's been saying leading up to this fight, and I thought to myself, well, Michael, I don't think Michael started this trash talk. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, 100% agree. You know, unfortunately, I mean, as you said, you kind of hit the nail on the head. I've never backed away from confrontations, you know, and if it comes my way, I seem to relish it. And maybe that's a personality flaw of mine, you know. Maybe I need to sit down with a shrink and deal with that, but I seem to thrive on it a little bit. But, you know, I came out here, I did a press conference with him, and I was a perfect gentleman. You know, I was very professional. Very nice, very cordial, and we went away. I shook hands. I wished him all the best in his training camp, and I'll see you in Macau. May the best man win. And then, you know, I saw he was saying a few things. He did a Q&A in San Jose, and he had a few things to say about me, and that I didn't really appreciate, to be honest. So, you know, it was kind of a little disappointed. You know, he's just jumping on the old bandwagon. Oh, Michael Bisping's not popular. Let's try and get some popularity points by, you know, kind of dissing me a little bit and, you know, trying to put me down. Well, ultimately, none of that is going to matter. All that matters to me is winning this fight, and I'm very, very motivated to do that. I've trained accordingly, and whether or not the guy has nice things or bad things to say about me, you know, I have to win this fight, and that's exactly what I intend to do.
I get different theories all the time, Michael, whenever people talk about competing against somebody who's been out for quite some time. And we know Kung Lee hasn't competed since, you know, 2012. It's approaching 2 years. So as a fighter, would you go in there and put the pressure on him right away or let him sort of fade away? Because it is a 5-round fight.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think, I think the smart thing to do would probably be to, you know, try and drag him into the later rounds. And, you know, wait for him to tire out a little bit, which is only natural. You know, the longer the fight goes, the more tired he's going to get. And he hasn't fought for a while, and he is 42. But that's not how I want this fight to be. I want this fight to be exciting. I want to go out there and show the world that I'm a fighter that people should tune in to watch. I'm a fighter that puts butts in seats. And, you know, I'm a fighter that the UFC should still want to consider worthy for main events. I've got to make up for my last performance. I want to beat Kung Lee in style. I want a stoppage. And to do that, the moment the referee says fight, I'm going to be putting the pressure on him. I want to put him on his back foot, and I'm going to be looking to hurt him with every shot that I throw. Every punch, kick, knee, elbow, I'm throwing to finish this guy. I believe I've got too much for him. I respect him as an opponent, so I've trained accordingly. But if I go out there and do what I intend to do, the world is in for one hell of a treat. They're going to see a great display of mixed martial arts action, and people are going to realize that I'm still a contender.
In conversation right now with the Count Michael Bisping, all the way overseas in Macau. You can follow Michael online via Twitter and Instagram. Just hook up at Bisping, and you can follow yours truly at Showdown Joe. Michael, weird stat heading into this fight. If you emerge victorious, and I'm sure you are very confident that you will emerge victorious, but you will have the most wins by anybody in UFC history who has never received a title shot. So if you win, I'm very interested in the post-fight interview. Well, what are you going to say?
Well, it's pretty simple. There's a guy called Luke Rockhold that's been calling me out for some time. He called me out on the microphone on TV after both of his last two fights. Vitor Belfort is fighting Chris Weidman at the end of the year. I fully expect Chris Weidman to still be champion after that. Vitor's come off the TRT and looks like a different guy altogether. In fact, I think Vitor will be more likely fighting at 135 if his body continues to deteriorate at the rate it is doing now. So I think Weidman will still be the champion, and a lot of people are saying Luke Rockhold is possibly next in line. Well, he's calling me out. He hasn't got a fight lined up, so fingers crossed, I go out there, I achieve what I intend to do. I beat Kung Lee, and I want to fight Luke Rockhold. I'll fight Luke Rockhold. I'll beat Luke Rockhold. That makes me number one contender, and I fight Chris Weidman early 2015.
Like
that's my plan, and I think
first.
It's a pretty good one. And that's what I intend to do. You know, that's the blueprint that I've led down. He's coming out here to Macau. I don't think it's any mistake or any coincidence that he's here. I saw him today. You know, he was, you know, he's in attendance. He's here for the fight. So, you know, I'm going to call him out on the microphone. He's been calling me out. There's been a lot of public back and forth. Let's do it. Let's give the fans everything they want to see. I'm not looking past Kung Lee, but fingers crossed, I'll get the job done. Finally, Rockhold, beat him, and then the title next year.
Listen, Michael, you know me well enough. I don't get up early for anybody, but I will get up to watch your fight. It's going to be at 6:30 in the morning here, local time. At the same time, I'm looking forward to this post-fight press conference. Please give my best to the boys. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday night.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Always a pleasure talking to you. Listen, for those people that haven't got Fight Pass, you know, it certainly is the Netflix of MMA. You know, you get a 7-day free trial, so check it out. Saturday morning, start your weekend the right way, cook your eggs, sit down, watch a live UFC event, and enjoy the show. Joe, always a pleasure talking to you, and let's do it again soon.